We are in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, the halachas of what is not permissible on Tisha B'Av. We are up to Sif Yud Zayin, and we will be going through Chaf Aleph. Ovel Umenuda Shaholchin Baderech. The halacha is that the isser of wearing shoes is not limited to Tisha B'Av. It applies also to an Ovel Toch Shiva, as well as someone who was put in Cherem, someone who was excommunicated. So in the case of an Ovel or a Menuda, Shemahalchim Baderech, they're walking on the road. They have a long way to walk. We're talking about a road, not just walking around the house or something. But they're going on a long walk. Mutarim bin Idos HaSandal. The halacha is that they're allowed to wear shoes, because if they wouldn't wear shoes, it would be far too difficult. They're going from city to city. That's what drachim were, on some long road, and the feet would just wear out. So it's a big tirda, a big tircha, and Chazal permitted it. However, kshiagiu li'ir, when they get close to the city, yachlotsu, when they get already off the road and near the house, they should take their shoes off. So that was in the case of an Ovel Menuda, v'chein b'tisha b'av. Says the Mechaber that the same halacha applies with regard to Tisha B'Av. What happens if someone's traveling but he's not walking? Mishtabur mentions sitting in a wagon. The halacha is the fact that you're on a road between cities, intercity travel is not going to permit wearing shoes unless you're walking. But if you're sitting there, it's going to be aser. Now, even in a case where one is allowed to wear shoes, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should put dirt in their shoes, that they should feel the ground, that should not have the normal tainug of wearing shoes. Says the Raman now, V'chein, b'makom shadorim bein einim yehudim, in a place where people live, where Jews live near non-Jews, lo yachlots, don't take your shoes off, ki im berchov hayhudim, until you get to the Jewish street, until you actually get to the Jewish neighborhood, you don't walk around barefoot. Why is that? That was because of the log. The non-Jews were making fun of Jews walking around barefoot on Tisha B'Av. So the Ramos concludes, v'cheinogu, it became the minhag to be makel and not go barefoot, but actually wear shoes if one was walking in a place where the non-Jews would be making fun of them. The El Yoraba, he's referring to a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said that even if you have a Jewish street but it's full of non-Jews, even though it's in a Jewish neighborhood but it's full of non-Jews, you should make sure to wear shoes. You don't have to wear shoes there. The El Yoraba disagrees and says that the minhag was only outside the Jewish neighborhood. Within the Jewish neighborhood, even if you have non-Jews there, the halachi is that you should wear them. The Chayadim does not like this whole thing. The Chayadim says this minhag that we're afraid of the fact that they scorn us. They always scorn us anyway. It doesn't make much of a difference. You may as well do what's right. Siv Yud Ches. Yesh mi shomer shelo yishan b'leil Tisha B'Av imishto b'mita. The halacha was that cohabitation is usur on Tisha B'Av. So there's a deya that similarly, one should not share a bed with his wife on Tisha B'Av. V'nochon hadavar, and it is the right thing to do. Mishum leich leich amrina l'nazira. The same way we tell a nazir, go, li karma lo sikrav. You should not come near a vineyard. In other words, this is a harchoka, this is a way of keeping one away from forgetting the iser. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the question of whether or not negi, actual physical contact, is permissible. He says that you should be machmer at night, but you could be makel by day. And the Sharet Zion mentions that this is only referring to, the only reason that we could be makel by day is this is if the women do not dress up on Tisha B'Av. Because on Yom Kippur we actually are knowing less or physical, we ask for physical contact by day also, because it's Yontif and women are dressed up. So if they are dressed up on Tisha B'Av, there too one should be machmer by day, if not, only by night. Sif Yutes. Imchal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos, mutar b'kulan afilu b'tashmi shamita. The Mechaber Shita is that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, that Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av, meaning it does not have any of the halachas of Tisha B'Av whatsoever. The Ramah says, v'yesh omrim tashmi shamita, there are those who say that cohabitation is prohibited, v'chein nogim. They hold that really it is Tisha B'Av. The fasting is pushed over. But any halacha of Avelis that would not be beferhesia, any halacha of Avelis that would not be publicly proclaiming that today is Tisha B'Av, one would have to keep. So that all Dvarim Shibitzina, everything that's normally done in private, would be usur on Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, according to the Ramah. Whereas according to the Mechaber, it is not Tisha B'Av. On a year that Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Shabbos is not called Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av itself is postponed. So we have a basic machlokas, an underlying machlokas. The nafkamina that the Mechaber talks about is with regard to cohabitation, but the truth of the matter is that this would also apply to washing in using warm water. If you have warm water and want to wash your hands, according to the Mechaber, it's going to be mutter. According to the Ramah, it's going to be asr. Now, lahalacha, we go with the Ramah. The minig Ashkenaz is to be machmir. Cohabitation is asr. Whereas the Magen Avraham brings down a shloh that if it is leil tefillah, then it is mutter. And although there are other opinions, it seems to be that that's the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah. Sivchaf. Ein shela shalom lechavero b'tisha b'av. There's an isser of shela shalom, of asking someone, how are you? Not only that, but you're not even allowed to say good morning. Meaning acknowledging the other person's existence in the form of saying hello is usser on tisha b'av. This is not the same as the isser of shela shalom before davening, where you're not to use the word shalom, but you're allowed to say good morning. Here, the isser is that social contact of saying hello. That is usur on Tisha B'Av. V'hedyot eshenam yodim v'nostin shalom. And what happens if someone who really doesn't know the halacha says shalom to you? Meshivim lem b'sofa rofa v'chovid rosh. You answer them, but you should answer them half-heartedly so that they recognize that you're not really into it, and this is a day that perhaps they should not have asked how you're feeling, and they should not have said shalom to you. Now there's a halacha in Hilchas Avelis that included in Sheila Shalom is also the issue of giving a matana, giving a gift. Since Tisha B'Av is also b'Sheila Shalom, it is also for one to give a gift on Tisha B'Av that's included in it. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that if an Amoritz comes and says hello to you, that instead of just half-heartedly answering him, that you actually explain to him, you know, today is Tisha B'Av and we do not say hello or shalom. Sivchaf Aleph. Yesh mi she'omer shlo yelech v'yitayel b'shukah d'shayol d'shok v'kalis rosh. This day holds, and the Mechaber doesn't bring anyone that argues, that it is wrong to go take a walk on Tisha B'Av, because you're going to end up meeting people and socializing. And this is really what we do. This is our minag. One does not take a walk on Tisha B'Av for fear that it'll turn into some social gathering.